Hi, I'm Audrey. I'm a student here at ACC, and I'm a little late with my podcasts, but I think the topic I'm about to talk about will explain exactly why. When I was 17 years old, I wanted to graduate high school early so I could join the military. Ever since I was a little girl, around 8 years old, my earliest memories of knowing what I was going to do when I grew up was when I went to Pensacola, Florida with my grandpa, and we went to a Navy air show. We went and saw the Blue Angels fly. He was retired Air Force, and so he asked me, "What do you think about this? What do you think about joining the military?" And I said, "Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to join the military." So ever since I was an 8-year-old girl, I knew I was going to join the military, make a lifelong career out of it, get my college degree, and just live a great single life traveling the world. Well, when I was 18 years old, I got married. I did graduate early and I did join the Air Force. And then when I turned 20, I had my first daughter, Brooke. She's 14 now. 17 months later came her sister, Danielle. I could not imagine ever being a mom when I was little, but having 2 children in 17 months, it was just so insane to me how quickly I went from being just myself to being a mom of 2 in less than 1.5 years time. When I was growing up, my grandparents raised me and I did not have parents. So being around other kids at school functions where their parents were involved, it was just always so unnatural to me. My grandparents were great parents towards me, but I always knew they were my grandparents. They didn't seem like, you know, the young mom and dad that I saw at school interacting with their kids. So when I turned 30, I had another child, my son. At this point, I was living in Washington, D.C., and my daughters were living 1,500 miles away in Texas. When my son was born, I thought, I can't believe this. Here I was, halfway to retirement, and I just completely started my whole life over. What am I going to do with a newborn? And a boy. I had no idea what to do with a boy, but I was so excited to have a son. About 1 year after he was born, I didn't know what it was going to be like for him growing up, not being around his siblings, and just being completely beside himself in a military family. So I told my husband that I wanted to try for one more, and to my complete surprise, I had twins. I know, twins, a boy and a girl. So shortly after my twins were born, I separated from their dad. Unfortunately, life happens sometimes, but it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes 2 homes really are better than 1. I think one of the biggest struggles I have, though, being a single parent, other than just the obvious finances, time management, stress, is just coming home and not having an adult to talk to, not having someone to share those struggles with or the pains from your day at work or whatever's going on in the house, trying to cook dinner and, hey, can you help the child that needs something right away that can't wait so I can finish cooking or even just showering? But I do have a very good supportive circle of friends, and I rely a lot on their advice and just their conversation, just to share conversation about, hey, here are some things that I'm really stressed out about that's going on in my home. Recently, I realized talking to a lot of my friends about parenting is how much people hide things. And I don't know why we do it. I don't know why we don't talk about parenting being so hard as much as we should. I mean, seriously, is it not a shell shock when you have a baby? It is so challenging. Why would we not talk about those things? But here I am trying to tell my friends, girl, you wouldn't believe what happened the other day. There I was just finishing my makeup up, trying to get the kids out the front door to go to school when I came out and Fruit Loops everywhere, all over the house. One child covered head to toe in toothpaste and the other one completely undressed, peeing on the living room floor. when I tell my friends these things, they just say, oh my God, I can't believe that. You know, here's a picture of my living room. I took a picture. I'm going through the same thing. My house is such a mess. And, you know, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so stressed. And I just say, really? Well, why don't we talk about this more? I'm not sure why we have so much shame as parents. It's like if we don't have it completely all together, then we don't have it together at all. But that's not true. Every day is a challenge when you're parenting and nobody knows what we're doing. I always joke, trial and error with my friends. I feel it's a disservice to new moms and dads if we didn't talk about these things more to them, because people should know. Parenting is hard. It's not as easy as people make it look in magazines or on TV or even on social media. A lot of times we only see the happy moments that people post on social media. But I am challenging everyone that's listening to this, if you're a parent, or even if you're just an aunt or uncle, or a dog parent, cat parent, be more open. Post the real, raw, real life photos on Facebook. Let us see that all that laundry that you folded is now completely unfolded all over your floor, covered in Danimals yogurt, you know, those moments. Those are things that we should talk about more. People need to know that parenting is human, parenting is real, and it's hard.